Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After a year of study, a special advisory committee on the emotionally charged issue of school assignments in Boston is recommending a new system of making those assignments. The panel, appointed by Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, has chosen a complicated plan based on how close schools are to students' homes and on the quality of those schools. Under the plan to be presented to the school committee tomorrow, families would be given their choice of at least six schools based on a long list of criteria, including distance, vacancies, and school performance on MCAS exams. That's fewer choices than they have now. WBUR's Dolores Handy was at last night's meeting where the assignment plan was chosen and joins us here this morning. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Bob.
First off, Dolores, would most students find themselves at schools relatively close to their homes under this?
They should be closer. How close depends on where you live. Some students will find schools down the block, but remember, the school department has closed a lot of schools. The challenge is making sure that top-performing schools are included in the choices that students have. Depending on where you live, the top-performing school could still be quite a distance away. Roslindale parent Kevin Murray with the group Quality Education for Every Student, or QEST, says some parts of the city, such as the Moss Hill area of Jamaica Plain, a high-income area, have lots of top-tier, top-performing schools, but other parts of the city aren't so fortunate.
In the walk zone at the corner of Humboldt and Seaver, they have eight schools. Seven of them are in Tier 4, the most struggling schools in the city. And this is what happens when you make close to home. You make geography destiny. And then we're going to wonder why it is that students fail.
Well, you can certainly hear the concern in his voice. What about calls, Dolores, for giving priority in school assignments to any student who lives within a mile of any school, as is what happens now?
At that walk zone, that policy would continue. At least is what the panel is recommending. Critics say it gives privilege to those who live in good neighborhoods with good schools, those who are in poor neighborhoods where the schools are poor quality. Opportunities will be removed.
Dolores, after all the debate over school assignments in the past year, did this 27-person panel have much trouble making a choice?
It appeared to be relatively easy last night. The first half of the meeting went really quickly, but this was after lots of meetings over the past year, quite often twice a week. They met a couple of times last week. The last meeting was on Saturday. Some committee members say they left that meeting last weekend thinking they'd endorse a different plan.
So then what led to the selection of this plan?
Apparently, the primary concern was simply getting rid of the current system where there are just three districts and students can travel long ways within those districts. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino promised a plan to get rid of it. Of the plans to keep schools closer to home, this seemed to be the one the committee decided had the best chance of reaching that goal and the one that provided parents some predictability in school choices.
All right, but there is still the big issue of school quality remaining. How is the panel addressing that?
That's really the concern of a lot of parents, activists, and educators, and it's leading to criticism of the move. Barbara Fields is with the Black Educators Alliance of Massachusetts.
Our children continue to be in facilities, and we're locking them more now into schools that are underperforming and not giving them the access to quality across this district, but more importantly, that we're not addressing the issue of their having quality wherever they are, and this plan does not address that at all.
Now, some members of the assignment panel say quality is not what they were assigned to look at. They were assigned to come up with schools closer to homes. Here's panel co-chair Helen DeHare.
This is just the first step, really, in the puzzle of our children's education. And getting them to have equitable access to good quality is the first step. The next step, all the next steps are up to the school department.
That's because the panel heard a lot about quality from parents during the hearings, and the panel is urging more money for school quality.
All right, let's take a look at the immediate short-term future of this, if we can. This plan goes to the Boston School Committee tomorrow. Is it a done deal, or are changes possible when the committee takes it up tomorrow?
Well, the school committee can do whatever it wants with recommendations. It's expected to hold hearings before it votes. But, of course, this is a school board appointed by Mayor Menino. Menino acting on a plan from another panel appointed by Mayor Menino. No one is expecting any major changes.
Okay, WBUR reporter Dolores Handy, good to see you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Bob.